Brighton Festival 2018.
So it has been a packed week at the festival so far, and I'm pleased to say that the Chief Executive, Andrew Conman, has taken time out to join us, literally dashing from a rehearsal to be here. What have your highlights been of a busy week so far?
I'm madly racking my brain to remember where we are in
who
the festival.
Who you are.
Yeah, exactly. I think
it's Friday.
So we're sort of day seven, aren't we? Goodness. So from the Children's Parade to, oh my God, Adam on Wednesday night, still at the Theatre Royal, which is such a magical piece, isn't it? Not a dry eye in the house after that trans choir online sings in the performance. Problem in Brighton, which really got the audience going last night, David Trigley's new piece. They've been amazing things so far. I've absolutely loved it, but we've got 2 weeks to go.
I know. I was down at the seafront with the pivot today, the seesaws, and volunteering
beautiful?
And helping. And honestly, it was smashing. There was adults from granny and her daughter, I'm guessing, and the grandpa and little lad on a seesaw, just going up and down, and the kid talking into the microphone and getting the answers back to just amazing, the smiles and the I interviewed the seesaw, actually. Melita, I don't know, I'm not here Monday. If you want to use me interviewing a seesaw.
Yeah, I shall, thank you, yeah.
Okay.
I was with a kid who sat there saying... this is really weird, into the seesaw, and the seesaw said back, well, you're talking to a seesaw, who's weird?
Genius.
It's just one of those surprise things that the festival throws up that is just such good fun to pop along and do, and free, one of the free things.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, fun is something that David Trigley is bringing to festival. I mean, like Life Model, another free thing you can pop in, do a drawing. What do you actually think he's bought to the festival, aside from that fun element?
God, there's such a sort of wry take on life, isn't it? Isn't there, from David, a sardonic kind of humour, which is very British as well. So it's really interesting to have all of this international work then seen through a very British lens of Shrigley, and always slightly subversive, undercutting your expected take. So there's lots of absurdity running through. I mean, I think the fact that we had a Belgian rock balancer for 5 days balancing human-sized
yes.
rocks on the seafront is kind of the definition of absurd, really. But then how that becomes incredibly moving and contemplative. You know, there was a woman I spoke to who spent 5 hours on Monday watching those rocks being balanced and thinking about where she was in her life and what she was then going to do. You know, it was this moment of real contemplation and thoughtfulness that came out of something that is inherently ridiculous. And I love that about the festival. I think that's kind of almost a definition of it.
This year, there seems to be more LGBTQ content than in previous years. And people have quite often said, you know, oh, Brighton is such a queer town. Where's all the queer stuff in the festival? And I'm really impressed by the range and diversity of LGBTQ content this year.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Particularly from trans voices. Mm. I mean, that... you know, we've already spoken about Adam, but things like Brampton Abbey and Travis Alabanza.
We'll be hearing from Travis after we've
fantastic.
Spoken to you, yeah.
Fantastic. So, you know, really wonderful artists and incredibly powerful stories that, you know, the thing that really made it so special from my point of view about Adam is that we have documentaries and political kind of treaties about trans, but rarely do we get to connect on a direct emotional level with another human being and their experience. And I think Adam does that so profoundly. And I'm really pleased that the festival can hold that this year.
And I think the common humanity in Adam was really what came out. And also,
totally.
Seeing how many young people there were in the theatre, I said when I reviewed it that I thought that was the youngest audience I've ever seen there. So, you know, connecting with different audiences as well.
Hope so.
I'm going to go on the commercial side of things because it seems that there are a lot of sell-out shows again. I mean, this weekend a lot. You've got the Fringe getting bigger every year alongside you. How long can Brighton keep going with this May extravaganza of shows and the ticket sales?
And Great Escape.
And Great Escape and everything supporting itself financially.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think we have to be really mindful of that. There's a balance in it. Certainly within the festival itself, we're really aware of having to balance an economy. You know, ultimately, we want people to experience a lot of the festival and not just one or two headlines. So we try really hard to keep the tickets priced so that you can do more than just one thing. Really pleased that on average people do four or more events in the festival, and that feels...
And that doesn't take in them doing free events, presumably, because you don't know they've been and done that. Yeah.
But I think it means we do have to be really careful about the balance and talk a lot between ourselves, between the Great Escape, between the Fringe and the festival, and trying to think about how we pitch that best. It can't be an ever-increasing thing, but in some ways the geography of the city helps us. Even though it can be tricky to find places for things, it's also an automatic restriction on the scale of stuff. So you can't just expand forever and ever. And I think there's something probably healthy about that.
And if Southern Rail is helping as well, I would say let's the May Day bank holiday. I found it extraordinary that there was all that palaver getting up and down from London on the trains when you've got festival opening, a bank holiday. It just strikes me that cannot help
it
business.
Was pretty spectacular timing, wasn't it? Mm. Not helpful. We understand that work has to go on, but we'd love it if it was sensitively thought about.
In terms of the diversity of the festival as well, this year continues work that Kate Tempest did last year out in the communities in the sort of the greater Brighton and Hove area. I'm really pleased to see that work continuing.
It's fantastic, isn't it? But what's even more brilliant is that it was practically demanded by the people that we worked with last year.
Because Hangleton said, right, we're on again.
The steering committees in Hangleton and East Brighton would have had our lives if we didn't do it again. And that all of those people who give their time voluntarily to be part of the steering committee have been so committed and stayed with the project, so not just last year but right through this year, has been amazing. And then I think to weekend after next, when we're in Hangleton for the first time, there will be some remarkable stuff going on.
Great. So pick of the weekend, please. What are you going to see tonight, first of all? You're not having a night off, are you?
No, tonight I'm at Lexicon I haven't managed to catch it since the very first rehearsal, so I'm back there tonight.
So that's No Fit State Circus. I went to see it last night.
Well
very
done.
Good, very good.
Very good. Yeah, they're a fantastic company, aren't they, down on Hove Lawns. And then tomorrow night at various things during the day, and then tomorrow night at War Requiem, which is really one of the standout performances the Dome Concert Hall. And with an extraordinary array of soloists, Ian Bostridge, Gerald Finley and Claire Booth. And that piece, Britain's War Requiem, which is just one of the great pieces of the 20th century.
And surprisingly, there are a handful of tickets still left, so there is limited availability to get
a very few handful, but yeah. It's definitely worth giving it a go, because it will be a very special thing, and it probably packs more performers on the Dome stage than you have ever seen and we have ever tried to fit, but which is giving our producer a slight nightmare, but we've made it, and the rehearsal is going really, really well.
And the caravan event's taking place this weekend. We just had a chat with Victoria Melody. She's on Tuesday.
Oh, she's
but
fantastic.
She's amazing. A whole weekend of events of quite interesting and diverse nature, quite quirky, some of them.
Really interesting work. And right from right across England, sort of the best performance over the last couple of years on the small to medium scale. And, yeah, very quirky, mainly pitched because we're also selling to an international audience. So a range of about 60, 65 international delegates are coming from various other festivals around the world to look at that work. And so you have, if you get into some of the caravan work, you have an opportunity to see how the rest of the world will be viewing English performance, which I think is maybe an interesting way to look at the stuff.
It's the festivals looking at the festivals, seeing who's doing what when they're doing it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you, and you're live on air, and I want to see what... Do you know who's going to be programming, who's the director next year yet?
Yes.
Cheeky.
Yes. Okay. Is it
a cheeky question? I didn't know she was going to slip that in.
Oh, well, you know, he's here. I'm just,
you can try, Rebecca.
I know, I know. Well, I know people and I never find out ahead, so I know I could probably do horrible things to parts of your body and you still wouldn't tell me who was going to be director next year. But you're looking very happy about it.
Yeah, look, I think it will be great, but I love
about
that.
About her, him,
I think it will be great. And
She's trying.
What I love about the guest director is it's an opportunity to talk about the festival in a completely different way each time, and that is the challenge from my point of view to see what new direction can we take it in next year. So we will be taking a new direction, I can tell you that.
Great, but that's the thing, is when is the downtime for this festival organisation? Because you've got the rush of this week, but at the same time, you've already got an eye on what other festivals are up to, what you're up to. It's never ending, isn't it?
Yeah, no downtime, but in a way that's a great thing. And we juggle it across the team. It's a fantastic team.
Well, Andrew Common, thank you very much for joining us on the Brighton Festival programme on Radio Reverb. Congratulations for a superb 2018 programme, because we've been looking at the programme, not terribly sure what's happening, and then we interview the performers, and it's like, wow, that's an absolute must-see, an absolute must-see. So I think a cracking good programme this year. Thanks very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. Good luck with 2019.
Great stuff. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Melita.
Cheers.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.